Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
By the way, I'm told that the phone calls have started. I didn't say that faith is fake news. I said that it's fake news that your faith can protect you against or from COVID. That's all. That's what the caller was saying. Your faith will protect you. And I said it was play on words. That fake news, it is fake news that your faith, I have great admiration for people of great faith, but it's fake news that your faith can protect you. I didn't say faith is fake news. You think I've lost my reason altogether? Colin Mack, I'm not giving Colin Mack's second name for obvious reasons. This is weird. What happened, Colin?
Oh, you joke. Yeah, during the lockdown about 3-4 months ago, I began to receive all sorts of funny spam emails and Bitcoin investment and all this stuff, as your caller was talking about earlier on briefly, which I ignored and deleted because, you know, I'm of an age where I'm cynical enough about these things. And then I got one from a pubble.ie.
Okay.
You know, that's
the state body,
So it's a state body. So I got onto it and it was telling me that my payroll had been processed and they'd sent me out my PIN electronically and would send me my pay slip on email. Do I get open? And I thought, well, that's not for me because I don't work with these people or anything. So I rang the office back and I spoke to a very nice lady, the lady who emailed me, and I explained that I'd got this email in error. And she said, oh, okay. And I said, you must have a mistaken email for this other gentleman who shares the same first name and surname as myself. And that was the end of it. I thought I'd done the good deed for the day. And, you know,
did you think it was just someone with a similar email? Or it's not possible to have this.
There must be. So, yeah. Well, you see, my email is my first name and surname at gmail.com.
It's a
worldwide service.
Yeah.
And I presumed that anybody else with the same name tried it, they would be told that that name was already in use. Because I opened the email account many years ago, about 15 years ago, when they were just starting off with Google and Gmail and stuff. And that's why I got my own first name and surname, you know, the handy email address to have. And I only use it for work and professional purposes. And that was fine. I thought no more of this. And then about a week later, on the 8th, last night, I got another email from revenue.ie for this other gentleman who shares my name, saying that his PIN was in the post and he could access his account at whatever time. And
is it a scam, Colin?
No, it's not a scam. No, these are genuine emails from these bodies.
But who's
that are going to this person who shares? I'm not finished yet. Now.
Okay.
I emailed pubble.ie back again. I emailed pubble.ie to see if I could. If they hadn't just let them know that I was still getting these emails. And I got a reply that the gentleman's team leader had spoken to him and he was not concerned that we shared the same email address. And because he had the email address, he was going to keep it. I went back to the lady in Pubble and I said, is his email address? And I gave my email address. And she replied almost immediately saying, this is his email address, which is letter for letter identical to mine.
But that can't be. How can that be?
Well, it is, Joe. It is. And I tried to get onto Google. Good luck with that. Yeah. I've emailed them. I bombarded them with queries and forums and stuff. I phoned, but the only phone number available for Google is to get through their ads department.
Okay.
And they won't discuss anything else with you but ads on that number. So I'm just curious as to what's happened here, because myself and this other gentleman, we share the same email address.
But have you lost any money?
There's no scam. But it's just if Google are allowing people to share the same email address, that's seriously disturbing.
But any time you go in and you set up a
you're told
this name already exists. Put in a number.
Because I've had a few people discussing that with me, and that's what should have happened. But I can't get through to anybody in Google to see why this is the case, or anybody who could see why there are two identical email addresses floating out there.
Okay.
So it's one of those weird things. I thought maybe you guys might have the.
Okay. Has anyone come across someone else having the exact same email as them? Isn't that it?
That's more or less it, yeah. Okay. And is anybody there from Google who have a number of offices in Dublin and in Baggot Street? to see why this could happen, or to see if it is actually true, because the lady in Pubble.ie quite clearly stated to me that the email address she has for this other gentleman, who shares my name,
is the exact same
email address that I was corresponding with her on yesterday.
Okay.
So it's kind of nuts,
is it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, we find out, especially if it's anyone else. Good morning, Colin.